Yep, take a breath, couple days. Obviously, get ready for Thursday. We'll be at Flowery Branch for the first day of Falcons training camp. I know over the next couple of days, people are going to report. We've been seeing videos. Other teams have shown up.
Right.
And whatever, some guys aren't there, some guys are there. Contract disputes, all kind of stuff going on around the league. But, yeah, I mean, it always kind of kicks off with SEC Media Days,
yeah.
Right? Like, you get to get in there, and maybe the first day is about the whatever the off-the-field stuff is, and maybe this year was more than that because there's so much going on in college football off the field. But then you get to dig into the teams, actually,
right.
And the games and the players and what you're looking forward to and the thing that we're also excited about those Saturdays. And then also Sundays, obviously, with the Falcons coming up. And, yeah, I look forward to it. I can't wait to get up there on Thursday, and, you know, I'm sure we'll talk to either a player or who knows, maybe it'll be Terry Fontenot, maybe it'll be Raheem Morris. We always talk to everybody involved throughout training camp. So it's here, man,
yeah,
right around the corner.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what you said previously, like, is the holdouts and all that, you're not going
to
have none of that.
Nope.
And it's not going
to
be any semblance of any controversy and everything. That's why a video over the weekend, Kyle Pitts, and I get him and Michael Penix and the boys were somewhere throwing, and he looked good. So I don't know if he's going to – you remember I asked Joe last week about possible PUP guys. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like he's going to be on it. So that's always a positive. Get all your guys out there on that first day because I mean, it's always exciting. Well, no, think about it. Training camp is cool. It ain't exciting about it. The first day, all right. After that, then it starts to drift and
yeah.
Days run into each other and everything. But
it's
exciting
for us
yes, because
to see you guys there
yes,
and out
yes,
there and all that.
Yes, but don't ever
probably not exciting for
yeah,
you.
Don't ever let them lie to you. Like, oh, no, man, it's cool. No. But yet, you know, this team, the expectations for this football team should be where they are to make a playoff and not just get in the playoffs to make some noise when they get there. You know, starting quarterback, we know who he is. We know there's no physical limitations or we have to be looking out to see is
right.
He limping or
right.
Oh, he's not pushing off that back
right.
Foot and everything like
God,
that.
God, remember that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The like the video breakdowns of Kirk Cousins' like plant foot.
Yes, yes.
And the way that he was standing in the pistol. Remember
yes.
That?
Yes.
Right foot back, left foot back,
yeah,
and people
yeah.
Are breaking it down and all that.
Yes.
And yeah, God, thank goodness we don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, we ain't got to worry about none of that and everything. Just go up there and enjoy. Also enjoy the fact that we're going to get opportunities to interact with listeners and, mm-hmm. And Falcon fans. So, and that's always that's the fun part for me. Anyways.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's fun
it's
part
great.
For me.
I mean, we didn't get a chance to do it last year, obviously, because they were renovating the parking lot, as well as expanding the weight room and doing some stuff to the practice field. It'll be kind of fun just to get up there and
yeah.
See what it looks like.
Yeah.
Honestly, I assume we'll be broadcasting in the same place, kind of right there in that parking lot, right near where the fans go in to training camp, near the hill and all that. So we'll find all that out on Thursday. I don't know that this is controversy, probably, but I guess we'll all be looking Wednesday and Thursday. And you said you saw the video of Kyle out there catching passes with Penix, and so hopefully he looks good and expect him to be there Thursday.
Yeah.
McGarry's the other one.
Yeah.
Just kind of wasn't around
right,
during OTAs.
Right,
never
right.
Really got much of an explanation for that. As long as he shows up on Thursday, then
only
you move on
matters.
From that.
Only thing that matters.
Yeah.
Only thing that matters.
And there's no reason to think that he won't.
Yeah.
It's just he wasn't there, and we don't know why.
Right.
So we'll just be keeping an eye on it this
yeah.
Week.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the only thing about it, man. But when you look, I mean, all the new additions defensively, a lot of young pass rushers, along with the veteran and Leonard. I mean, and I know, you
yeah.
Know as we get closer to camp, you know, it'll be position battles. They don't have a lot of them, I don't think.
Yeah, not that I can
not
think
like
of.
Like anything glaring. I mean, maybe the competition who plays next to Jesse, the nickel probably, because I know, you know, they want the young kid to win that job.
Yes.
But I hate when you say you want him to win it, meaning are you going to overlook stuff that he
right.
Ain't ready to go out there
right.
Because you want him to be your starting nickel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a different game up here when you talk about guarding that NFL slot.
Yeah, and I think we've seen there was times last year and over the last couple of years where, like, there's been guys that they want to be playing more snaps
yeah.
In various positions.
But there's a reason
but
why they're
not performing.
Exactly.
And even you saw it last year with Kyle Pitts. Like, they want Kyle Pitts to play
yes.
At the most snaps
yes.
At tight end. But
yes.
He just wasn't getting it done.
Right.
So by the end of the season, he wasn't in there. It's kind of funny this time of year, too, just with, you know, it's vacation for a lot of the listeners as school is a couple of weeks away. Vacation for folks here at the radio station, too. So we haven't really worked with Abe much the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's like ships passing in the night. He
yeah.
Was doing the steakhouse today, so he was walking out. And he was like, yeah, we'll do some of those Falcons topics like position battles
yeah.
Later in the week.
And we both said like, at the same time.
Which ones?
Which ones?
He was like, I don't know. I got like six of them.
Like damn,
six of them.
Six of them.
Now I'm racking my brain. It's like, I mean, you know, kicker.
All right.
We got that one.
Who's going to be the returner?
Like, okay, maybe.
There we go. Yeah,
maybe
we go.
That's one.
No, Ray Ray's is, right? So Ray Ray's
yeah, Ray Ray's here.
Ray's the punt returner.
Yeah, Ray Ray's here.
Okay.
I mean, Ray Ray's the third receiver, too, right? You got Drake Darnell and Ray Ray. I mean, Casey Washington, Kadarius Hodge, like there's depth,
right.
But I think we know for the most part who the receivers are that are going to be out there. We know who the offensive line is. Like, look, I don't know, Pitts and Charlie Warner, I don't think are in a position battle. Hopefully, like we said, Pitts will be out there more than he was last year. We know who the starting running back is. And maybe there's some questions on the D-line for sure. Like, don't exactly know who's going to get, you know, the most reps at edge and all that stuff.
I think that's one of the things where you look at it, that'll figure itself out, because they're all going to play a lot. I think when you look at your top four rushers, they're all going to be in there and they're all going to play. It's just a matter of, I think we put a lot in starting, you know, rather than playing and things like that. And you might be a guy where you're still a young pass rusher and we want to use you specifically like this and learn, have you learning the other first and second down calls and things like that. But I think, you know,
I can see Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts. That's a battle, right? Because they signed Jordan Fuller in free agency. They drafted Xavier Watts in the third round. Rave reviews on him.
Yes.
So those guys will probably battle it out. And then, like you mentioned, the nickel position as well, with Billy Bowman and D. Alford and all that. And even the second corner position, really.
Because I don't think that's solidified.
I don't think
it's solidified.
And maybe, you know, maybe that's something that as camp goes on, like last year, late in camp, couple guys brought in, you know, in Judon and Simmons. Maybe there's a move for a veteran corner at some point. I mean, you have to find the money and a guy would have to be available, but it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, anything. And that's always the thing right around this time when you see moves like a Noah Fant. Like, that's something that I think if I'm Noah, I'm like, dog, like, y'all could have got me up out of here before, you know, right before training camp.
Right.
You know, I mean,
maybe could have found a home.
You could have found a home and things like that. And so you think about that kind of situation, who's still out there on the market, you know, as far as, like you said, veteran defensive help and things like that, because they did make moves last year right around camp to get Judon and get Simmons and those dudes in here. So do they make a move like that? I don't know. I don't really see a guy out there that can just be come in and you're like, okay, pencil him in there.
Yeah.
You know, so the rest of it, he being a guy to compete with these guys, but I don't see that. Now, my biggest thing was the interior defensive line. That's where I'm looking at right there with Rook and those guys is because they need him to go. They need him to be an alpha dog in there. They need him to play the majority of the snaps at that position because he has some pass rush ability. And we know when he's going, the dude can go. And so I think that's the biggest thing for me is watching his development because they need him bad.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he was a guy who was drafted high last year. They traded up to get him. Injuries and depth and stuff kept him off the field a bit last year, and the depth is gone. So hopefully injuries aren't in the way because he's going to have a chance, Rukurororo, that is, to play a ton of snaps this year. To a lesser degree, but similar, Brandon Dorlus is going to get an opportunity to play.
Yes.
Like, obviously, David Onyemata is still on the team, and Zach Harrison.
Are we surprised?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not, just because it would have been wild to me to move on from Grady and David Onyemata in the same offseason with just nothing proven behind him at all. But it, you know, you talk to Joe, you know, Joe seemed pretty confident that he wasn't going to be on the team.
He did.
So,
but I think a lot of people,
maybe Joe just has a personal issue with him.
Well, Joe has a personal issue with everybody. You know, we understand that. You know, Joe just picks fights just to pick fights.
Yeah, he's
man.
A but troublemaker.
Yeah, it should be an exciting, offseason. I'm sorry, it's training camp. It's always exciting because the next thing is the season, you know, and then you obviously you get an opportunity to, see this team whole, but right now it's just all about learning and grinding. That word would be, spewed so many times while we're up there, or you know, the grinding part of it, because that's what training camp is, and that's
it's like college,
and that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard, you know, and you know, it is. That's what she said.
Yeah,
but
it's like college, learning and grinding.
Already on a Monday.
Yeah, you got it.
Already,
we're here.
Already on a Monday.